Welcome everyone to the second annual Eishet Torah Yarchei Kala, commemorating the ninth yortzeit of our Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. May all the learning, the inspiration that we receive this week be a Ilui Neshama for him. I'd like this morning to start off learning about one of the mitzvos in this week's parsha, and then to glean a message, a lesson from it that is very applicable to Yarchei Kala in general, and specifically Eishet Torah's Yarchei Kala. And that is the mitzvah of Kiddush. The fourth of the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, tells us, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And the Gemara, if everyone has the sheets over here, we're going to go through some of the sources in the sheets. The Gemara, source 1, in Maseches Pesachim, and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, tells us that there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush at night, learnt out from this pasuk, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And there's another mitzvah by day to go ahead and make Kiddush as well. Like we do, make a Kiddush at night, we make a Kiddush by day. And the Gemara says, what do you say by day? You already said a nice long Kiddush at night. What do you say by day? All you have to say is, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri HaGafen. That's it. Okay, some of us add on some nice psukim beforehand, but that's just a custom. The mitzvah is you make a Borei Pri HaGafen on your cup of wine, and you drink your wine, and that's it. And that Kiddush that you do by day is only midrabbanan, it's only a rabbinic enactment. The mitzvah d'oraisa, the biblical mitzvah of Kiddush, is what we say at night. That's what Gemara says in Pesachim. The Rambam, source 2, tells us, U'mitzvah levarech al hayayin bayom haShabbos, kodim sheyisod tzuda shniyah. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush on the day of Shabbos, right before you eat your second meal. V'zehu anikra kiddusha rabbah. It's called the Great Kiddush. It's not so great. You only say Borei Pri HaGafen, one sentence. It's called the Great Kiddush. We'll see why it's called that towards the end. Mevarech Borei Pri HaGafen Bilvad. Just say Borei Pri HaGafen. Don't get confused because it's such a great Kiddush that perhaps you say so much. No, you just say Borei Pri HaGafen. V'shos, say you drink it. V'acharkach yitol yadav, you wash your hands, v'yisod, and you have your meal. Now here comes the key line in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Va'aser lo la'adam sheyitom klum kodim sheyikadesh." A person is not permitted, it's prohibited, to eat before he makes Kiddush by day. Just like at night, you're not supposed to eat anything. I always have to tell it to my kids. No candy. First you have to hear Kiddush, right? Until you make Kiddush, you're not supposed to eat anything at night. So too, says the Rambam, by day, you have to first make Kiddush, and then you're allowed to eat. Lo yelo b'makom suna, this Kiddush zeh should be also in the place where that you eat. Says the Ravid on the side of the Rambam, in some very, very strong words for the Rambam. The Rambam says that by day, you're not allowed to eat before you make your Kiddush. Sounds pretty simple statement. Says the Ravid, Aleph, Aleph, Amar Avram, b'chai roshi, imisvara amra lo savar miyam of svar p'chusa. If the Rambam said this statement through logic, he's never said a worse logical statement in his life. That's what the Ravid says. Where in the world did the Rambam get this idea that you can't eat Shabbos morning? You wake up in the morning, you want a bowl of cereal, then you're going to go ahead and make Kiddush later. Where did the Rambam get this idea that just like at night you can't eat before your Kiddush, so too by day you can't eat before your Kiddush? And the Ravid says it must be that he got confused, the Rambam, because we call it a Kiddush. So if it's a Kiddush, then just like Kiddush at night you can't eat before, so too Kiddush by day you can't eat before. But the Ravid says That word Kiddush, that's not what it means. Kiddush means to sanctify. You already sanctified the Shabbos at night. You don't sanctify it again. Once you infuse Kiddushah into something, once you infuse holiness into something, it's there. So that's not what you're doing the second Kiddush by day. By day, the reason we say a Bori Pri HaGafen is just we want to make our meal look really important. You have a meal with wine, that gives it significance, and that's why you're doing it. So why can't you eat beforehand? What's the big deal? Okay. So in order to understand the Rambam, we have to take a step back and go to note to source 3, 4, and 5 and really understand what is the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos? What is it that we're actually doing? Says the Ramban in this week's Parsha, Aval Rabboseinu Od Bo Midrash Bemilas Lekacho. The Ramban says something very fascinating. He says that from the word Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos, from the words that say we're supposed to remember, mention the day of Shabbos, what that means is all week long, we're supposed to remember the Shabbos. So for example, in davening today, right, we said, Hayom Yom Sheini L'Shabbos. We said it's, we don't say, Hayom Yom Monday, right? We say, Hayom Yom Sheini. Today's the second day towards Shabbos. All week long, we're counting towards the Shabbos. Says the Ramban, every time a person says, what's today? Today's Yom Sheni. He's fulfilled the biblical mitzvah of remembering the day of Shabbos. All week long, you can remember the day of Shabbos. Just gear everything towards Shabbos, and you get a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, the last word in the sentence, lekacho, to sanctify, is something totally different. What does that mean? Says the Ramban, Memilas lekacho shemikadish oso bezikaron. We should sanctify it. Ke'inyan v'kidashtem es shnat hachamishim shana. Just like there's a mitzvah that Beis Din sanctifies the 50th year, the Yovel year. They say, mekudosh mekudosh, this year is holy. There's an act of sanctifying. So too, every week on Shabbos, we have to go ahead and sanctify the Shabbos. We have to make Kiddush and we infuse holiness into the day. That is what we learn from the word lekacho, a totally separate thing. And based on this Ramban, we understand the Ravid's question. The Ravid says, I don't get it. Friday night, we made a beautiful Kiddush, right? We infuse the day with Kedusha. So, what are you doing by day? You're not infusing it again. You already infused it. The Kedusha is already there. So by day, it must be a technical thing. Like Rabbeinu David, one of the students of the Ramban, writes, it's just that we want to make the meal special. So how do you make the meal special? By having wine at the meal. You make a Bori Pri HaGafen. But it's not a real Kiddush. He says even the word Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush, is a euphemism. Because it's such a not great Kiddush that we called it a great Kiddush. There's nothing Kiddush about it. It's a regular Bori Pri HaGafen, a regular bracha like we make on an apple, you make on the wine, you do it at the meal, makes the meal special, very nice. But you infuse the Kiddusha, the holiness into the day already at Friday night. And that's why it's prohibited to eat beforehand, because the first thing you should do is infuse the Kiddusha into the day. So he asked on the Rambam, so then why can't you eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day? But if we look at the Rambam has a different understanding of what Kiddush is. In note 4 and note 5, the Rambam starts off Perek Chav Tes of Hilchos Shabbos as follows. Mitzvahs aseh min haTorah lekadesh es yom haShabbos v'dvar. It's a mitzvah to make Kiddush with words. Shenemar zachor es yom haShabbos lekacho. Klomar, what does this mean? What do you do? Zachreyu zechiras shvach v'kiddush. We should mention words of praise and holiness. This is a holy day. This is a special day. That's what you're supposed to do. And if we move over to the left side, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, the Rambam says, "V'Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, the 155th mitzvah is Shetzivanu Lekadish Es HaShabbos V'Lomer Dvarim B'Knisasu B'Tiyaso. You should say words of praise at the beginning and at the end. Niskor Bam Godol Hayom, how great today is. Hazeh Umalaso, how unique it is. How special. V'Havdalo Mishar Yom, it's different than Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. HaKodmim, but beforehand. Mimenu V'Abay Machrov, in the days afterwards. Mention how great today is. The Rambam understands that the mitzvah of Kiddush is not to infuse the day with Kedusha, like they did at the Yovel year, but rather it's just to mention how great today is and how different it is than every other day of the week. To the extent that the Rambam says that Havdalah is part of the same mitzvah. Mitzvah 155 is the mitzvah of Kiddush and making Havdalah. Because the idea is just to mention how today is different than all other days. If the Rambam understood like the Ramban that the mitzvah of Kiddush has infused the holiness into today, so how could Havdalah be part of it? Havdalah is the opposite. Havdalah is suck the Kedusha out of the day, right? What does Havdalah have anything to do with Kiddush? So you see that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Kiddush is just to say how amazing today is. Shabbos, awesome. The best day of the week. Better than anything else. You could say that by making Kiddush Friday night, and you say it by making Havdalah Saturday night. Both of those are the same mitzvah and have the same understanding. Based on that, we could understand how the Rambam understands the mitzvah of Kiddush by day. According to the Ramban, that the mitzvah is to infuse holiness into the day, you only can do that once. You only can do that on Friday night. There's no room to go ahead and do that Shabbos day. You already infused it. But according to the Rambam, that the idea is to talk about that this day is special. Do something that shows that today is a special day. So Shabbos day, you could also do that. You bring out a bottle of wine. Why in the world do you bring out a bottle of wine at lunch? Who in the world does that? Because today is a special day. By bringing out that Bori Priya Guffin, by making that Kiddush Shabbos day, you're doing something very similar to what you did at night. You're going ahead and you're declaring that today is a special day. And therefore the Rambam says that since the idea of Kiddush by day is very similar in nature to Kiddush by night, the Rambam says it has the same laws. At night, you're not allowed to eat beforehand. So too, on Shabbos day, you're not allowed to eat beforehand. Another source. This one's absolutely incredible. Source number 6. A little bit of a background to this. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 27b, that Rav used to make Kiddush early on Friday. He'd make Kiddush on Friday. So the way I always understood that Gemara meant, just like I grew up in the summer months, we make Shabbos early, right? We have an early minyan so that the kids could be at the Shabbos table. So we bring in Shabbos early. So what does it mean that Rav made Kiddush on Friday afternoon? It means that he made Shabbos early and he made Kiddush, like I always used to do. The problem is that the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, both of them, Rav Yosef Karo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, they both write that the Rambam never mentions anywhere that you could make Shabbos early. No such thing. There's no mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos, extending the Shabbos, adding on to the Shabbos at all. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Vilna Gaon held, that the Rambam held was Midrabanan maybe. But either way, on a Daraisa level, there's no such thing as making an early Shabbos. So then how in the world did Rav make Kiddush on Friday afternoon? He made Kiddush, it wasn't Shabbos. You can't make Shabbos early. So the Rambam is sensitive to this. And the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph says as follows. Yesh lo la'adam l'kaddish ala kos erev Shabbos mi ba'od yom. A person can make Kiddush, should make Kiddush, on Friday while it's still daytime. Don't wait till it gets dark. While it's still day, you can make Kiddush. Afa pish lo nichnasa Shabbos. Even though it's not Shabbos yet. L'chein mavgil ala kos mi ba'od yom. You can also make Havdalah on your cup while it's still Shabbos day. Afal pisha, dain hi Shabbos, still Shabbos. Shemitzvah zechira la'amra, the mitzvah of zachor, of mentioning, like we said, how great Shabbos is to say it, bein b'shas k'nisaso v'yitziyaso, the beginning of Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, Bein Kodem L'Shazu B'Ma'at, or even a little bit beforehand. Now, how does this make any sense? So based on what we explained, it makes a lot of sense. According to the Ramban, that the idea of Kiddush is to infuse the day with holiness. So, you can't do that Friday afternoon. It has to be Shabbos. You're infusing the day with holiness. But according to the Rambam, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say how amazing this day is. So you could do it, says the Rambam, a few minutes before, a little bit before it's actually Shabbos. This day that's about to happen, it's awesome. Or this day that's about to end, it's awesome. As long as it surrounds the Shabbos, in the beginning, at the end, it's true, it's not Shabbos yet. You could still maybe go in a car. It's not Shabbos yet. But I'm declaring around the day of Shabbos how incredible and awesome this day is. So the Rambam Lishitaso, the Rambam, based on his understanding of Kiddush, is able to identify this mitzvah, even though there's no such thing as making Shabbos early, he could still make Kiddush a little bit beforehand. And theoretically you could do Malacha, it's not Shabbos yet. Yeah, it's mind-boggling. But because the Rambam held that it's not to infuse the day with Kedusha, so then you could go ahead and you could do it a little bit beforehand. Okay. Next source we're going to hold off on. I want to move over to another halacha. And that is, Afal pi sheyatza motzi. There's a halacha that, let's say, I made Kiddush Friday night. And then I get home, and my wife didn't hear Kiddush yet. So I'm allowed to go ahead and make Kiddush again for her. Even though I blew the shofar already. Right? I could go ahead and blow a shofar for another person. Even though we've already fulfilled the mitzvah, if someone else didn't fulfill the mitzvah, we're allowed to go ahead and do the mitzvah for that person. How about Kiddush by day? Kiddush by day. Are you allowed to do that? Or do it? Because all it is a bari per guffin. For example, let's say I had an apple. I say bari priya eats, I eat my apple. And then I see you're sitting down, I say, oh, would you like me to make a bari priya eats for you as well? I'm not going to eat anymore, I'm just going to go ahead and make a bari priya eats for you. Would you like that? The halacha is you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make a birchas hananin for someone else if you yourself are not going to be eating. So how about Shabbos day when all you're saying is a bari priya guffin? Can I come home Shabbos day? I already fulfilled my mitzvah of Kiddush in shul with the chalent. I did it well. Okay, now I'm coming home and I want to make Kiddush. Am I allowed to do that if I'm not going to drink the wine again? So Rabbeinu David, the student of the Ramban, says absolutely not. No way. All Kiddush by day, as we explained, is a simple bari priya guffin with your meal to show that your meal is special. Can't go ahead and make another bari priya guffin for another person. You already did it. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, paskins that you are allowed. Where does that come from? That's based on this Rambam. That the Rambam holds that the Kiddush by day is a mitzvah. The Kiddush by day is similar to the Kiddush by night. It's doing something that shows how amazing today is. Bringing out that wine and making it, it's not a regular bari priya guffin that just we're putting at the meal to make the meal look good. We're bringing out the wine to show that today is awesome. Similar to the Kiddush at night. And therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and be motzi someone else, even though I'm not going to go ahead and drink from the wine right now. So we see this incredible difference between the Ramban's understanding of infusing the day with Kedusha and the Rambam's understanding of mentioning and appreciating how special the day of Shabbos is. What can we learn from this to Yarchi Kala and to the Yarchi Kala of Eishet Torah? So there's another halacha regarding Kiddush, and that is Kiddush b'makom se'uda. That your Kiddush that you make has to be in the place that you eat. And that brings up a lot of questions. Sometimes people make Kiddush in shul, and then the crowd goes to the Kiddush room on a different floor or in a different building, and that's where they're going to go ahead and eat. Is that permitted? It's not the same place as where you made Kiddush. The Kiddush has to be in the same place that you go ahead and you eat it. There's another halacha that many people are not familiar with, and that is, the Ramah brings this in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Gimel from the Maharil, that you have to eat immediately. Some people are very stringent about this. Eat immediately after your kiddush. Okay, right away, miyad, you're supposed to eat, or at least you have to have in mind to eat right away. You can't go ahead and make kiddush and then start schmoozing and walk around and then go ahead. You're supposed to right away go ahead and eat or have in mind to eat right away. Why is that? So we see that the Rabbanan instituted that the kiddush and the meal have to be very much connected. There's a deep connection between the kiddush and the meal. And if you make kiddush and then take a break and then have your meal, so there's no connection. We need to connect the two. The Sheol Shetshuva's Ginas Vradim was written at the end of the 1600s. He says the Maharil is wrong. You can make kiddush and wait and then eat your meal later. They don't have to be directly connected in time. What's his proof? His proof is the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder, you go ahead and you make the kiddush, the first of the four cups, right? And then you go. And you take time and more time. And everyone's saying a Dvar Torah. And everyone's saying a story. And some people, it could take hours until they get to the matzah. That is not right away. So he says the Ginas Vradim, you see from here that you don't have to make kiddush and then immediately have your meal. It's okay to go ahead and take time. But we rule that you have to do it right away. And for some reason, the night of Pesach is different. And the question is why? What is it that's different? So the Ramban says, what is the point of kiddush at the end of the day? It's to infuse the day with a holiness. It's to mention how amazing the day is. But how do you do that? You take a gun and shoot it? What do you do? How do you do this? So the Torah tells us in this week's parsha that the mitzvah of kiddush is to remember that Hashem created the world. By remembering that Hashem created the world, that gives the importance of the day, that infuses the holiness into the day. The problem is that the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, come up another time in the Torah. Later on, in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Veschanan. And over there it says that the point of making kiddush is to remember the exodus from Mitzrayim. Remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, which one is it? Is it to remember that Hashem created the world? Or is it to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? And the Ramban points out that the answer is both. Right? As we see in the Friday night kiddush, we mention both the fact that Hashem created the world and we mention that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But, well, what does that mean? So the Ramban says, actually, the whole purpose is to remember that Hashem created the world. Except, that's very difficult to do. What are you supposed to do? Sit there like this, think about the fact that Hashem created the world? It's not so easy. It happened a long time ago. When you have an experience, though, that knowledge, experiential knowledge, is much deeper. The experience of leaving Egypt, Bnei Yisrael, saw the incredible miracles that happened. When you think about that, you're able to channel that knowledge into the other knowledge that Hashem created the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim, that experience helps us recognize that it's Hashem who created the world, controls the world, and has a relationship with us. So you need Yetzias Mitzrayim to get you to that other level. Rav Victor Miller once said a very beautiful idea. There's another mitzvah of Shabbos called Oneg Shabbos. You have to enjoy your chalit. To enjoy the food, make good food. So how does that fit in? The whole purpose of Shabbos is to remember that Hashem created the world. How does eating a good piece of potato kugel help you with that? Doesn't fit. So Rav Victor Miller said the following mashal, following parable. You have a kid, 3-year-old, that is in the kitchen. And the mother says, don't touch the oven. The oven is hot. It's Friday afternoon. We're cooking for Shabbos. Don't touch the oven. And the kid knows what it means to be hot. He learned in the Gan in Israel, Eish is fire. Fire is hot. Do we touch it? We do not. He knows. He knows the song very well. Everyone knows it before Lag BaOmer. That's the theme song. Okay? So he knows, don't touch it. It's hot. He knows it. And all of a sudden, the mother walks out of the kitchen and she hears, ah! And she runs in and the kid is holding on to the oven. And he lets go. Will this kid ever touch a hot oven ever again? No. Because when you experience something deep down, physical experience, the knowledge that you have is so much greater than just seeing something, hearing about something. It's much more real. Says Avigdor Miller, that's why the rabbis instituted the mitzvah of oneg on Shabbos. Because when you eat that potato kugel and you say, well, where did that come from? Oh, my wife made it. Wife, where did you get it from? Oh, I bought potatoes from the store. Store, where did you get those potatoes from? Oh, got it from the farmer. Farmer, where did you get those potatoes from? Oh, I planted and grew. And what? How did that happen? God. God made these potatoes grow. Wow, that was unbelievable. You eat something and you enjoy it and you appreciate that it came from Hashem, that experience could get so much deeper than just remembering what happened in Mitzrayim. So the Avigdor Miller explained that the mitzvah of Oneg is an extension of leaving Egypt, and that's an extension of Hashem creating the world. Unbelievable idea. So that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Pesach night, we make Kiddush. We go ahead, make the Kiddush on the wine. And then all of a sudden, like I said before, we delay. But we're not just delaying. We're not speaking about sports or politics. We're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're soaking ourselves up with a Kiddush. It's one long Kiddush that we're sitting there and thinking and talking about and understanding that Hashem created the world. We're experiencing it all over again. It's all part of the Kiddush. It's all connected. But there's still a very big difference between Pesach night and the rest of the year. And this is where it fits in, I feel, to the Arche Kala and to Eishet Torah specifically. Our mission in this world is to sanctify the mundane. To go out, find problems, find areas that are whole, that are not holy, and uplift it. Bring Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, Kiddush Hashem, that's what it's all about. To go and elevate everything that's out there. Our incredible values, our morals, our Torah. Bring it out to the world. That's what Kiddush is all about. We want to make ourselves Kadosh, to be able to go ahead and do it. And all year long, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush directly, la'altar, immediately, to the Suda, to the meal. Because it's not about sitting on a mountaintop and making ourselves holy. It's about taking that Kiddush and immediately going into the Suda, going into the mundane. This food, what are you, crazy? You eat? That's called holiness? That's not holiness. Yes, it is. Because when I make a Kiddush and then I go eat, my whole meal now is a Shabbos meal. It's special. Helps me enjoy, helps me understand Hashem better. Incredible. However, one time a year, Hashem says, don't do it right away. Every person needs to recharge their batteries. Every person needs to go ahead and make a Kiddush. Just sit there in the Kiddush. Don't go yet to the matzah. Don't yet go into the meal. Matzah ball soup. Not yet. First, sit in the Kiddush. Talk about it. Understand it. Appreciate it. Elevate yourself to heights that you never thought that you could get to. And when you're so soaked with holiness, now I'm ready to go ahead and eat. And now I'm ready for the rest of the year. What's a Yarche Kala all about? Yarche Kala, you have people that are involved in the mundane world, elevating people, spreading Hashem's Torah, bringing people that are far off back to Yiddishkeit, being involved in their community, elevating the community. They're involved with the Kiddush directly to the Suda. Like Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, always used to tell everyone that we have to be learning every single day. We have to spend, he used to say, 3 hours a day learning. Because we have to absorb ourselves in the Kedusha. We have to have a Kiddush and let us be suck everything out of it so that then we can go out and elevate the others. The Yachikal is about saying, I'm taking a break, everyone. I'm going to learn Torah. I'm going to work on my Emunah. I'm going to get closer to Hashem so that afterwards I could go back out and spread it forward. And it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Everyone who came here, it's a big chizik for me and a chizik for all the students over here in Eishet Torah that we all learn that when we leave the four walls of this Beis Medrash, we always have to remember to come back. Soak up the Kedusha, soak up the Eishet Torah, soak up the lessons from Rav Noach Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So that when we go back home, we're able to continue to spread the light. My bracha to everyone here is that this week shouldn't just be an Iloi Neshama to Rav Noach, but it should be an Iloi for all of us. It should elevate all of us so that we can continue in the incredible mission that we've all been given to bring light, to elevate, be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim to all the people all over.